So apparently the most hated process in American healthcare, the one that makes doctors spend hours a week on hold with insurance companies, just got an AI upgrade. And nobody's really sure if that's a good thing or a terrifying thing. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Prior authorization. If you've never dealt with it, count yourself lucky. It's the process where your doctor wants to give you a treatment. And before that can happen, an insurance company has to say, yes, we'll pay for that. It involves faxes, actual fax. AI in 2026. It involves staff manually pulling your chart, matching it against payer rules, submitting forms, and then waiting. Sometimes weeks, so a wave of startups looked at this mess and said, this is a data problem. Let's fix it with AI. One of them is a company called Notable. Their pitch is basically end-to-end automation. An AI agent goes into the electronic health record, pulls exactly the documentation a specific insurance company needs, and submits it through whatever channel that payer wants. API, fax, portal, doesn't matter, it just handles it. Here's where it gets interesting though. There's another player, Availity, and they built something called AuthAI. And the thing that stood out to me about their product isn't what it does, it's what they insist it doesn't do. They're very, very explicit that AuthAI is a recommendation engine, not a decision engine. It does not approve, it does not deny, it suggests, and a human signs off. And honestly, I think that line is the whole story here, because think about what's actually at stake. If an AI screws up a customer service chatbot, you get a bad experience. If an AI screws up a prior authorization decision, someone doesn't get their cancer treatment on time. The blast radius is completely different. So the companies that are winning trust in this space aren't the ones promising full automation. They're the ones drawing a hard line and saying, the machine recommends, the human decides. Is that little bit of legal cover dressed up as ethics, maybe? I'm not naive, but it's also just correct. This is one of those rare cases where the cautious approach and the smart business approach are the same approach. My take. This is huge, but not in the robots replace doctors way everyone fears. It's huge because it might finally kill the fax machine, and after years of AI hype promising to change everything, sometimes the real win is just making an insurance form move faster. That's not a small thing, that's hours of a nurse's week given back to actual patient care. But here's the thing, while everyone's been fighting about whether AI should be allowed near insurance decisions, something quieter and honestly more human has been happening in the exam room itself. It's called Ambient Documentation AI, and Amazon, of all companies, is one of the names showing up here with something called AWS HealthScribe. The idea is almost embarrassingly simple. A doctor talks to a patient like a normal human conversation. No typing, no looking at a screen instead of your eyes. The AI just listens, transcribes, and drafts the clinical note afterward for the doctor to review. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't we just spend 2 minutes talking about how AI shouldn't be trusted to make medical decisions? Yeah, we did, but this is a completely different job. This isn't deciding whether you get your MRI covered, this is just taking notes so your doctor can actually make eye contact with you during your appointment, instead of typing your symptoms into a drop-down menu. This is the story nobody's shouting about, but I think it might matter more day to day. Physician burnout is a genuine crisis. A huge chunk of it comes from documentation, doctors spending their evenings, their so-called pajama time, finishing paperwork instead of being home. If an AI can quietly absorb that burden and just hand back a draft note for a doctor to check and sign, that's not a flashy headline. That's someone's Tuesday night getting their life back. So here's the nuance. Prior authorization AI is about speeding up the system. Ambient documentation AI is about protecting the human in the system. Same industry, same underlying technology in some ways. Completely different emotional job. One's optimizing the bureaucracy, the other's protecting the humanity that bureaucracy keeps threatening to squeeze out. Quick hits before we go. AWS isn't just doing ambient notes. They're openly building AI agents specifically for healthcare workflows, which tells you Amazon sees hospitals as a real business line, not a side project. The entire prior auth automation industry is quietly getting gated by something unsexy but critical. Interoperability standards, basically whether these AI tools can actually talk to insurance company systems through modern data formats instead of, again, faxes. And healthcare workers online keep saying the same thing over and over. They don't want full automation. They want the boring parts gone. Eligibility checks, form filling, status tracking, while a human still handles anything that looks like an actual judgment call. Which, if you ask me, is exactly the sentiment every AI company in every industry should be listening to right now. So here's the thread connecting all of this. The AI companies actually earning trust in healthcare right now aren't the ones promising to replace doctors or replace decisions. They're the ones drawing a clear line, automate the paperwork, protect the judgment, speed up the boring stuff, and give humans back the time and the eye contact to do the part only they can do. Maybe that's the lesson for AI everywhere. Honestly, not can it do the whole job, but which 15% of this job is soul-crushing enough that giving it away is a gift, not a threat. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.